This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to make it for the next 30 minutes. I'm doing nothing but taking calls. I've got to stop covering news and get your calls. Adam in Florida, thanks for holding her on the air.
Howdy, Alex. How you doing?
Welcome, sir. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Calling basically just with my little synopsis, my little prediction about these elections coming up here. And I'm not a gambling man, but, you know, looking at the odds, it's like Hillary's going to get it. And there's really not going to be much opposition to her. And it's like we got to hit rock bottom before things get better. And I think she's worse than Obama. So it's scary, but I just don't see a conceivable outcome of one of these Republican candidates getting it.
Well, think about this. She's a globalist. She wants to graduate to the globalist level. She wants to be part of the world government program. That's why I call them globalists, because that's what they are. They're transferring power to an unelected central world government. And so when we look at that, you're absolutely right that she could be even worse than Obama. And imagine, she doesn't just want to transfer power. What she sucks off of, what she enslaves, she also has disdain for and hates. So she absolutely hates the people that have made this country successful. She hates the free market. She's a criminal slug.
Well, if your theories are true about how they want to rewrite, you know, remake America and bring us down, which it seems like it's accurate, well, first you got the race issue with Obama, and now we can divide us on the sexes. And it's obvious.
Exactly. Society. If you don't support Hillary, it's because you hate women. And then all these women will strut around. They admit it's like a cult of all the reporters. All of them that follow her are all women. And they're just into the cult of they're going to win. And this is a step for women. This is a step back for women, that if the first American president is this arch criminal, it's truly shameful.
Yeah, I was talking to a Democrat yesterday, and he was like, I can't stand Hillary or Clinton.
Well, I know this. I don't completely trust Donald Trump, but he is not a psychotic demon like Hillary Clinton. I mean, you can see she is manifestly evil, and her actions are evil, and just God help us. The good news is she looks very ill. She looks like she's probably on speed, and I think God's going to deal with Hillary Clinton. In fact, I don't normally pray for bad things to happen to people. I just pray that God deliver us from Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. And I repent for all the bad stuff this country's done. But, man, I got children, and I hit my knees every night and just beg God to intercede and protect the children from this ghoul and all these sycophantic, pathetic people that, you know, have her hold their daughters in her arms like she's going to empower American women, when everything they're about is destroying femininity and the magical power of women, and basically using them as like a mule to pull a plow for them through society. They want to shackle women and shackle that great spirit. They hate women's power to give birth. They hate the family. And by attacking women, they've destroyed the heart of humanity. It's truly disgusting.
Yeah. Now, 10 years ago, I would have said you're crazy.
Well, their admitted plan is to make women unfertile and to confuse them and make sure they're all alone and destroy any family unit. But also to turn men into lazy, stupid, childlike idiots so that women can't find men. But women, listen, women have an incredible history on this planet at the heart of our species, and their genetics, their intuition, everything is kicking in against the New World Order right now. And how dare the system try to get between the magic of a man and woman? They've tried to make the economy and the culture not reward the family and not reward that incredible union of the man and the woman. And that's under attack because that is God's greatest gift. That's God in action. That's magic in action right there. So they've done everything they can to screw that up, but it's not going to work.
Right on. God bless you, and I love you guys.
We love you, too. And I got to talk about the power of women. I mean, this is not me trying to sit there and butter women up about how much I love women. I mean, I go beyond Trump. I do cherish women. And I like the company of women. I like how women look, how they smell, how they laugh, what they do, all the little games, all the little silly things they do, all the wonderful things they do. I like women, and that's what it comes down to. I want to see women empowered, and I want to see women strong, and the globalists want to kill you.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to play a clip from a film I made in 2008 called Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. It's free online on YouTube. And in Endgame, they tried to take it down about 7 or 8 times. I had to basically file a lawsuit to keep it up one time. They were claiming the music was somebody else's. I paid to have that music composed by Graham Reynolds in Austin, Texas. They also claimed music that Rob Jacobson made here in front of me on a synthesizer, the intro music, like the didgeridoo noise, wow, wow, wow. But that's a side issue. The point is, don't take this free film that cost me $500,000 to make or whatever for granted. Please get it out to people. And it's got a clip of Al Gore in congressional hearings in 2007. Saying there is no plan for carbon taxes is a conspiracy theory. And, of course, he had already set up the carbon exchange in London called Gore and Blood with his partner. and he's saying it doesn't exist. Well, Bill Gates is in the news today. Bill Gates, only socialism can save the planet. Without a substantial carbon tax, there's no initiative for innovators or plant buyers to switch. In fact, they found the clip already. Let's go ahead and play that clip. I'll get back into this at the bottom of the hour. But I want to explain why this is so diabolical when we get to the bottom of the hour after calls. I'm about to go to Carl and others here in a moment. Let's go ahead and go to this clip.
It's not taxation.
Put a price on the carbon. A tax is the best way. Cap and trade can also do it.
If there were a carbon-based tax, would there be a need for an economy-wide cap-and-trade system?
They are not either or. We can do both. I am in favor of both.
Okay, let's stop right there. And there's another clip where Gore denies it, then he says it. So you guys found that quick. We're kind of on the fly here. That's not the exact clip, but do this. Back it up even more. Where Rothschild, the heir to the Rothschild fortune, was on my show pushing a children's book about polar bears not being able to swim, literally. His job is adventurer and hero. That's what they say about him. And Rothschild is on the show saying that the Earth is closer to the sun than Mars. That's why, or Mars is closer to the sun than Earth, which, of course, is the opposite order. Mars is the fourth planet out. And then he goes on to say there is no plan for a carbon tax. It doesn't exist. And then we cut to Al Gore admitting it exists, but then we also have Al Gore saying it doesn't exist. But here is that clip. Just like back it up 30 seconds, like I was saying. And then we can play that clip for folks. But it's just so frustrating to see them building this and setting this up and foisting it on us. And to see so many of the average folks out there really thinking that socialism is what's going to give them this pie in the sky. I mean, who would want to just be given stuff or told what job you're going to have? Plus, socialism always creates a nightmare. Europe was so wealthy. Now, after 40 years of socialism, it's going bankrupt. They got a bunch of lazy people. And the socialists are bringing in a bunch more people to be lazy, to outvote any indigenous populations that don't want to go along with it. Here is the Rothschild clip with the Al Gore clip.
Nothing to do with carbon taxes. I guess he hadn't spoken with his good personal friend, Al Gore.
Global warming, the time for debate is over. I think what you have to realize is that being environmentally sensitive and making money aren't mutually exclusive. There's a lot of money to be made in addressing this issue.
But you guys are gobbling up all the world's concern to just simply line your pockets and make kids read your book in schools and do all this. It's a business, just like you said, Rothschild.
It's not. Do you think I make any money out of this?
It's the same thing. It's the same thing your great-great-great-grand, your money-changing ancestors did. They're in Germany, Red Shield, and I'm calling you out, Red Shield. We know it's a scam.
A pollution-based tax system, principally CO2. We're causing it mainly, vast majority of it. The consequences are bad and will be catastrophic unless we act.
The polar ice caps of Mars are receding at several miles a year, much faster than ours, and that the moons of Saturn and Jupiter are melting. In fact, several of their moons were ice and are now liquid seas. Now, how are SUVs causing that, David Rothschild?
That's because those planets are closer to the sun, my friend.
No, Jupiter and Saturn are not closer to the sun. Neither is Mars.
Yes, sir. I think you'll find, right, that the very simple matter, and what I wanted to say, and this is my final point, forget your taxation theory, because actually it's not taxation.
Put a price on the carbon. A tax is the best way. Cap and trade can also do it.
If there were a carbon-based tax, would there be a need for an economy-wide cap and trade system?
They are not either or. We can do both. I am in favor of both.
All right. Now, why do you think the politicians want this? Because they're globalists. They get to be part of the carbon boards in Chicago, New York, London, Hamburg, Germany, places like that, Tokyo, Japan. And then you pay when you use any carbon, and it goes into an exchange where people have got to buy credits from this group. They'll make trillions. It's incredible. No wonder they've spent billions and billions trying to push this propaganda. That's why they won't give up. Now, I've also got clips of Gore saying that there is no carbon tax on CNN. Well, yeah, because they hadn't passed it yet. Now they're trying, and that's what's coming up in December in Paris, is this whole new world treaty to set the UN up to have laws against climate deniers and climate criminals, where you get indicted, like Slobodan Milosevic or something of Syria, of Serbia, another regime change, because you fight back against the radical Islamics or whatever. I mean, that's how they work. They just have these kangaroo courts that just indict you, made up of their people, and they just come arrest you. Global government. Incredible. They're firing people from their jobs in Europe that speak out against it. It's a tyranny where they run the whole economy. They surveil the whole economy. They tax the whole economy selectively to shut down their competition. It's a joke. It's crazy. Carl in Florida, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I have a question about the Second Amendment. How can we protect it, and why you think the U.S. government wants to take away our gun rights?
Well, because the U.S. government has been hijacked and is occupied by five offshore banks that are sworn to take our guns. If you look at Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, they give almost more money than all groups combined for open borders, to take our guns, to get rid of sheriff's departments, and to federalize and globalize things. They hold the big meetings that honcho the other Fortune 100 to do as they order. And they fly in the planes with the narcotics. They've all been caught. Wells Fargo, Wachovia, Warren Buffett, tax exempt, biggest beneficiary of banker bailouts, all giving money to take your guns. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has given billions to take your guns. They're giving hundreds of millions this year so far to take your guns while they all have bodyguards. They are usurper conquerors.
Man.
They are our conquerors. We are being conquered. What King George III couldn't do, these guys are doing.
Also, hello?
Yes, sir.
Also, I was looking at the genocide that happened in Rwanda. You think something like that could happen in America?
Well, exactly. That's why they don't want the general public having guns, because then they can do whatever they want. And, yes, the U.N. funded the genocide in Rwanda against the Christians and killed 400,000 to 500,000 of them. And then the U.N. posed like the savior when it was videotaped and photographed and came out in court that the U.N. ran the whole slaughter operation 1 year after taking the guns. The Christians owned most of the property. They were a minority of black people because they didn't kill each other. They were loving. They gave the animists and others jobs, the occultist jobs, and the occultists, who were like 75% of the population, were given U.N. weapons. And the U.N. came in and redistributed wealth, created class envy. Listen, the Amish in places in South America, two different countries, are less than 2% of the population. They produce almost all the food in whatever country they're in when it's a small country. And there's been moves to kick them out of different areas of South America, but the governments won't let them because there's so much class envy, and the communists want the Amish out, who don't do anything but grow all the food. That's the same thing. In Rwanda, the Christians ran everything because they weren't cutthroat scum. And you know what? They murdered them. They murdered them. They murdered them. The UN, again, murdered all the Christians because they hate Christians. Go ahead.
And I wanted to bring another topic. May I?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Donald Trump, I know in the past you said that if he's for real, I don't know if he's for real. I don't know if I could trust him. Kind of like when Obama came and he promised change and never happened, because I usually vote libertarian.
Sure.
But, do you think Donald Trump is for real, or?
I didn't think he was for real, but he's doing so much good with what he's saying and is acting more like he actually wants to be president that he may try to double cross the establishment. But he's made money with the establishment, so I don't know if they'll let him. And if he is for real, he better watch his six. That said, he does make most of his money off a booming economy. And he is somebody that does employ a lot of Americans. So I just don't think he wants to see America go under. He sees how big it could be if he helped rescue the country and turn things around. And he said a lot of the right things on inoculations, on open borders, on ISIS, on taxes, I mean, Donald Trump is night and day compared to Hillary Clinton. If he implements one third of what he says he'll do, I would vote for him. He may double cross us. That's between him and God if he does that. But what do you think about Trump?
I just don't trust him. It sounds good, but I don't know if I could trust him.
No, I hear you. Listen, he said he loves Hillary Clinton. He goes, I don't know why, I just like her. Well, something's wrong with it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit. We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology-enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey to-do lists from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This whey protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Drunken Ira Haynes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey
drinking Indians or the Marines.
I sound desperate sometimes because I am. We're witnessing the total dismantlement of the free market and prosperity, the blowing of all of our power systems and industry. We're watching a globalist corporate military takeover. And I say the military is waking up because they're trying to get them prepared to go after the American people. So, of course, they've woken up some. But if we don't do anything and get vocal, the troops will be purged. And in the process, they will hire people that will take part in this takeover. And the biggest problem is also a positive in a way. We have such prosperity. We have the poorest American, the poorest Westerner, has more food, more entertainment, more shelter than kings had 1,000 years ago, than kings had 500 years ago. The fantastical things we get to do. There's so much good in the world that our ancestors fought to develop of every race, color, and creed. Humans from all parts of the world have contributed to the amazing, fantastical, magical world we live in. So the world is beautiful. The world is great. The world is good. There's just bad at the top of it, trying to now devolve humanity and take control. And so we have to really get through our heads how bad the situation is. And I know most of you know that. We got a caller right here. We're about to go to Rich in New York saying, time for talking is over. Action needed. But what is the action? People always say, I should take action. What is the action? Banner hangs, pirate radio, running for office, bullhorning people, suing people, getting aggressive, not complying, supporting good people, not supporting bad people. I mean, just living your life to realize there's a war going on, a covert cold war that's getting hot. And not being intimidated, not hiding and getting a bunch of guns ready. I would get guns ready, and I would get food ready, and I'd get water ready, and I'd get ready for an organized collapse. We're fighting to not have that happen. But that's a defense move. I'd be 90% offense. We need to be in the info war. They want to shut our speech down for a reason. We are hurting these people because they're so ridiculously bad. Rich in New York, thanks for calling. You're on the air worldwide.
Yeah, Alex, how you doing? Well, I guess you kind of answered my question in a way. But also, I mean, come on. These guys are making their own laws. I mean, the laws are for us. They're not for them to follow.
I know, but they're going to misrepresent it if we start breaking their phony laws to go after them. We have to first educate the public that the president's even a puppet. If the president got hurt, it'd make him a martyr. We've got to identify George Soros, the globalist. We've got to identify Al Gore. We've got to identify the people that are actually running the show. Do you see what I'm saying? And then we've got to politically annihilate them. Go ahead.
Well, that makes sense. But I was thinking of a citizen response team. So when you have a problem, just get enough people to show up. And like, for example, the Bundy wrench, a perfect example of that. You know, you had people come together, standing there, and they succeeded.
And we were on the front lines of that. We were on the front lines of the feds aiming guns at the people, at my reporters saying, we will shoot you if you cross. We had the order that they were supposed to release the cattle. They weren't. We marched over, they backed off and retreated, and they hated it, and they said we were terrorists, and they said they were going to get us. But Harry Reid's retiring, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Well, Alex, I just think that if something happens like what happens over in Europe and these Muslims come here and think they're going to pull that crap over here, they're going to be in for a very rude awakening.
I know, but then they're going to have Homeland Security probably persecute non-radical Muslims, blow up a mosque full of them and blame the patriots, then guilting us to submitting to them. See, we're up against a very dirty opponent here. So every move that people at a grassroots think might work is not going to do well. Let them pull a Lexington or a Concord, shoot up a bunch of patriots first, and believe me, they're itching for a fight. Let them strike first. People go, how dare you say let them strike first? Believe me, letting them strike us first, even letting them arrest a bunch of people and start persecution, is going to absolutely green light people in the military and the government to go on the offense. And our people are everywhere. Believe me. Our people have kept their mouths shut. They're embedded in everything. They don't follow orders. There are no cells. We follow the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. We are America. We are everywhere. And the New World Order knows it. That's why they're scared to blow up a federal building and blame it on us. They know we're going to be there minute one exposing their false flag. There isn't a lot they can pull right now because we are kept in check at every level. I just got chills because that isn't hype. We are in a savage death battle with these people. And I'm telling you, the things we don't understand, they're shutting down. They are shutting down our education, shutting down our health, shutting down our power plants, trying to shut down our farms. But America is so strong, we're still starting to pull through it. It's the cultural brainwashing that's the real rot. It's all of the decadence that they're spewing on our young people that is their only hope.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PBX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hbfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hbfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hbfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
A decision is being made by the President and the Joint Chiefs in the war room at the Pentagon. And when they realize there is no possibility of recalling the wing, there will be only one course of action open: total commitment. Mandrake, do you recall what Clemenceau once said about war?
No, I didn't think I knew that, yeah.
He said war was too important to be left to the generals. When he said that, 50 years ago, he might have been right. But today, war is too important to be left to politicians. They have neither the time, the training, nor the inclination for strategic thought.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
And the Russians are preparing their nuclear forces for nuclear war. That's been announced yesterday in Russia with emergency meetings. Nuclear weapons are being moved by NATO up to their border as Soros commands right-wing fascist forces in the ongoing proxy war with U.S. Special Forces advising and commanding Ukrainian forces battling, obviously, on the borders of Russia right now. The psychos that hate our guns, hate our Bibles, also hate Russia. And they hate Christians. And Russia has had an Orthodox revival. And the word is, it's not propaganda. Putin is basically an admitted Christian, but actually follows different religious leaders and believes that this could be the end of the world. And it's not like with the radical Islamists wanting to make the end of the world happen. Putin is now becoming concerned that this could be the start of what causes the end of the world. Because if you look at the elites we have running things, they are psychotic. They are mentally ill. They are very dangerous. A caller asked from New York, what, Rich, a very good question. What is your line in the sand? How do you take the gloves off without giving the enemy something that allows them to demonize the liberty movement? You don't follow what George Soros is saying, which revolution equals walk up to a cop walking out of a gas station and shoot him in the head or shoot him in the back. That's what is pushed by the left. Because that's just going to destroy the local police departments, make them fall apart during the takeover. Now, if the local police want to be federalized during a civil war and want to try to stop you and drag you off to a FEMA camp, they'll just hand you over to the army truck. You know, sorry for them. You got to make that decision what you're going to do at that time. It's not going to be pretty. And there are not going to be a lot of cops out on the highway in about 3 or 4 days after that starts doing that anymore. And I wish to God we could get the word out to stop this from happening. But let me tell you, that's the plan. Is to start a civil war between the patriots and the police and then let them get chewed up in a fight with us. They want to use the police as their little paramilitary militia in the takedown of this country. So we better be going to the police station, going to the sheriff's department. It should be raining DVDs and films and information and New American Magazine and my show and my interviews. They should be knee-deep in it. And by the way, they are knee-deep in it. We need to hammer them with the truth so hard that when the Southern Poverty Law Center walks in and says everything we've told them out of their own mouths, the cops go, wow, these patriots know what they're talking about. I keep going back to this because remember those Democratic fundraiser letters even Fox News covered 3 years ago? Where they said, don't worry that we're down in the polls. There's going to be terror attacks by the Tea Party like Oklahoma City, and they're going to be very unpopular. Now, it's been 3 years, and they haven't pulled that off yet. But let me tell you, who's prime suspects when it happens? Who stands to gain? Who's got a history of it? You think they're going to have Al-Qaeda launch nerve gas attacks that kill thousands and blame Assad, and they won't do something to us? They hate us way more than Assad. Use your head, people. This is so obvious. And, you know, people ask how I keep my energy up, because when I'm off air, I'm not like this. I was just talking to Buckley and Anthony back there doing work, and they said, man, you're bouncing off the walls during the breaks. You had too much coffee today? And I said, no. I realize how much power good people have. I realize what I've been able to do in 20 years, and I'm nobody. I realize what you can do. I don't want these people to win. You walk into a Super Bowl game where everybody's got money on the table, and all the men are standing up during the key plays going, come on, don't lose. Oh yeah, you know. I don't do that for that. This is America. This is our children. This is forced inoculation, people. This is world government. They're inoculating, what is it, 8 different countries in Latin America with shots right now we know are linked to autoimmune disorders, neurological disorders, and infertility. I get savagely angry thinking about all those young women being sterilized. People will call me crazed because of that. It makes me physically ill to then see Mecha and La Raza race baiting and brainwashing Hispanics and others when they know full well at the top it's a eugenics operation to have Hispanics in their clutches to absolutely jack the living daylights out of them. Oh, yeah, the latest article. Oh, another girl's in the hospital paralyzed after a flu shot, and the doctors say, we don't know what did it. The family claims it happened. But the insert says it can paralyze you. But the media acts like we don't know. It's sick. It's freakish. It's disgusting. It's ridiculous. Bill Gates is calling for socialism. Let me cover this and I'm going to your calls. Stephen and others. Robert Reich and all these other disgusting pieces of trash who've never worked a day in their lives. Bill Gates was given Microsoft by IBM, all the setup. His dad was the head of Planned Parenthood, Army Intelligence. I mean, it's a total cutout. It's all fake. I know people inside. I'm going to leave it at that. I told you about this years ago. It's now admitted. He's a tax-exempt little bastard. He's a front man. He's a corporate head. He's a nobody. He built nothing. He is nothing. Remember his wife last year was in Germany, gave a speech and said, those of you claiming we're running a secret eugenics operation and all this, you better stop it or people are going to die. And folks went, what does she mean by people are going to die? Like if they don't carry out their operations, they're going to die? No, she was threatening me. She was threatening those of us that know. Why do you think people know all this about Bill Gates now and his secret meetings on population control? Because we've blown their operation wide open. If we don't care, we'll go up against them. I hate Bill Gates. I hate him. He's a murderer. I'm not shutting up. I'm not backing down. I'm on a collision course. Fill your hands, scum. I'm not going to sit here and watch you murder everybody. His vaccines all over the world, everywhere from Africa to Pakistan, they give girls those shots. They give boys those shots. Massive numbers get paralyzed. Mainstream news. And they go, we don't know. It's not polio. They're just paralyzed. Yes, it's polio. My grandmother got polio 3 weeks after she took the shots in the middle of the 1950s. She's been in excruciating pain ever since. She's 90 years old, scumbags. So when I see Dr. Salk get up there and others on video and joke about, you know, it had cancer viruses in it, SV40. Over 100 million Americans got cancer because of it. But we just sat around and joked because there were too many people anyways. I mean, you know, you think some skeleton, you know why I don't like Halloween? You hang some skeleton outside your door and he goes, but you know what's scary? These little old men like Bill Gates and Melinda Gates and Warren Buffett. I know full well who they are. Sick, savage, evil people. People go, well, there are too many people in Latin America, Alex, and Africa. And, you know, it's always liberals. You know, you say you don't want to open borders or to pay for these people. But why do you want them here? Well, here's the difference. I'm not going to let them be used as weapons against me. I'm not going to sit there and watch them as a brainwashed horde come here and vote take my guns. I'm going to do my best to educate them and inform them, but I'm not going to sign on to sterilizing them. And isn't it sick? And by the way, I'll tell these so-called liberals, I go, you know, you want my guns because you want to conquer me too. You have a will to dominate, a will to conquer. You hate your fellow man. Do you think I'm going to get on board something thinking I'm going to covertly act like a liberal and get off on killing all the blacks, 52% of them before they're born, and kill the Mexicans and kill all these Africans and kill all these people because I'm, quote, white, when you're targeting white people just as much? You're playing everybody off against each other so the ruling class can play God. You people are sick. You just want to kill people. And you think it's cute. You're imagining you're part of some winning team because you're a eugenicist. And you think you're going to get into the Valhalla. You think you're going to Elysium. You think you're going to the next level that the elite aren't going to totally screw you over as well. What is your problem, idiot? You don't understand that when you engage in evil, it comes back on you? You really think you're on a winning team? You really think the devil is going to deliver to you and your family in the end? Prosperity would deliver. God would deliver. Freedom would deliver more than the devil would ever deliver, you idiot. The devil gives you what God already gave you and then twists it and puts a back door in it. And gives it to you to bring you down. The devil doesn't give you the power. The devil has stolen the world and distorted it. And he can only give you poison. Everything the devil gives you is bad. And if you don't believe in the devil, fine. But what puts women in cages as missile shields against the Russians? Evil. What sells baby body parts? Evil. What tries to dumb people down and teaches them 5 plus 5 plus 5 doesn't equal 15? That was Common Core last week. National curriculum that 5 plus 5 plus 5 equals 15 is the wrong answer. That is the essence of evil. Jacking with people's brains, turning them into mentally ill basket cases. I'm now running into college students that are mentally ill basket cases, sputtering political correctness out of their mouths. They don't know science. They don't know literature. They don't know anything. They just know how to act intellectual. I also run into these men all the time that if they're big and strong, they start a fight with you. And then as soon as you're ready to fight them, they back off because they didn't want to actually get in a fight. They wanted to imagine they were tough, like it was a video game, and have a simulated fight with somebody. And while all these video games like Battlefront, The Force Awakens, all the rest of stuff, all my son's friends, he's 13, wanted to play this with them. And I went and I said, let's listen to these gamers play this. Now let's hear these ads. And I go, watch, I want you to report on this. And it's all about be a leader, lead the battles, fight the enemies. You can be a soldier. You can go to foreign galaxies. You can be a winner. And all that's what he gets. And he goes, I go, what are they telling you? And he goes, this was this weekend. It was Friday night. He goes, they're telling me to live in an artificial reality where I'll never actually develop myself, and where I'll also be conditioned, engaging in simulated killings, and I'll also have my psychological activities tracked and everything else. Because he listens to the show, but he obviously knows it all. Smarter than I am, definitely. But all dads say that, but he really is better than me in many ways. Too smart, actually. And frighteningly smart. And I said, that's right. He said, do you really want to play with your friends now doing this? I said, you want to go do paintball? You want to go hiking? You want to go camping with your friends? Try to get your friends out of this, son. I said, but you know what? I'll get you Battlefront. And if you really want to play it, we play it. But I said, we're really going to get it so we can play it and do a report on it. And then maybe you can start playing games and do some good while you're at it and shoot videos for YouTube talking about the propaganda of different games. He said, that's a great idea. I said, yeah, that's what we want you to do. So let's take that and let's do something good with it. It's not bad to play these games, but you need to understand if you're doing it more than an hour a day or so, it's mental illness. And it destroys your mind. It destroys your neural connections. That's a fact. Now, I know I'm pontificating and ranting. It's just the modern Stalins, the modern Maos, the modern Hitlers are Bill and Melinda Gates, are Warren Buffett. I mean, they have it out for us. They think they're better than us. And I hate watching a con game. I hate watching somebody get swindled out of their money. I've been in a parking lot multiple times. This almost happened to me in college. But then somebody warned me. In a parking lot, I'm in college. These guys run up. They go, man, we got to sell some theater speakers. They're like $1,000, but these people didn't take the delivery, and they're only $200. They're really nice big speakers. And a guy walks up in a plumber outfit, and he goes, bro, don't listen to these scammers. Those are like $100 speakers. They're total paper crap. This is a scam. They run it all day. And the guys are like, F you, man. This is a good deal. I was like, no, thank you. And then later I learned that was a scam. I've had them come to my door with that scam. And I'll go, no, I know they're cheap speakers. And then they flipped it. Are you saying I'm lying? It's always criminal types. They can be black, they can be white, whatever. It's criminals. It's always like ex-con types, kind of big guys. And one time a guy here put his hand on the door, and I opened it up, and I said, man, do that one more time, and I'm going to really have to do something to you. I'm not warning you one more time. And I'm not trying to say I'm this tough guy. It's just this is what these scammers do. And those people, when I've seen them in parking lots, mainly with a woman, it's like at least three times I can remember, I'm in a parking lot, and I see them standing there at the back of a lady's car. There's a van. They're like, just get the speakers. They're really good. Your son will love them. And you know what? A lot of people will just ignore that and keep on moving. I know they're going to bow up. I go, ma'am, this is a well-known scam, and they're just trying to pressure sell you something with a great deal. Those speakers aren't worth $50. Mind your own business. Mind your own business. And I have to say, listen, now I don't bow up or say I'm going to fight them. I go, I'm about to call the police right now if you threaten me one more time. But before they get here, you can do something, go ahead. And then I'm not looking for trouble. I don't want to get in a fight with 250-pound cons. But you know what? My soul won't let me roll over to them. You understand that? And that's what this comes down to. I'm in the fight. I know we can win. I know we can take them down. But can you imagine how angry I get at Bill and Melinda Gates and Warren Buffett, who are hardcore mafia? I mean, Warren Buffett is one of the biggest narcotics traffickers in the world. His banks launder hundreds of billions of money on record. Look it up. And they even got caught running the aircraft that shipped the drugs. But he's a little non-threatening little man. I'm Warren Buffett. You think he likes me on air attacking him? I have to stand up against him. I got to do it. because there's nowhere to run, folks, if they keep winning. These are diabolical people. Diabolical. And I see right through them. Pray for us, please. I'm going to come back and take two segments of calls, Stephen and John and Phil and others. I'm going to briefly just plug for 1 minute this hour. We got a lot of great products at InfoWarsStore.com, Hillary for President. We've got a lot of other great pro-gun t-shirts. Your purchase supports the broadcast. We have 25% off until Wednesday. I'm extending it 2 days, 2.5 days, on the Liver Shield and the Oxy Powder. That's an incredible deal. Survival Shield Nation99X2. 10% off and free shipping on the storable food from InfoWarsSelect.com, InfoWarsStore.com. The best deal, the freshest. It really is an amazing deal. It will end Wednesday. And we've also got the Alexa Pure incredible water filtration systems, next level, and all the other great systems as well. Free shipping, 10% off. We've got the Pro Pure G2. We've also got the new Survival Spring. It's like the Life Straw, but I think even better. And we sell both. They're all excellent. InfoWarsLife.com. Do your own research. InfoWarsLife.com. You can get all the nutraceuticals. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. The Pro Pure Pitcher for 50-something bucks or $60 for the bigger one. It's probably the best deal on there. Absolutely amazing system as well. We only carry the best. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, 888-253-3139. And finally, I'm aggressive, and it comes off as arrogant sometimes because my physiology, I'm smart. I know I'm risking my life every day. I know it's getting more serious, and it's actually animating. It's good to stand up to these people. It's good to not be a coward. I'm on fire!
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
That's right. No. Say, don't you know Rage Against the Machine is communist? Yeah. I'll take their propaganda and turn it right back on its head. That's what war is. to the renegades. It is atomic age. Humans have never been communists. It's atomic age. Renegades. Always been about free association. People don't control reality. You never will. You tried, but you failed. I didn't get to the Abbott News. Paul Watson is coming up to host. I'll cover more of this tomorrow, but I mentioned some of it. I want to go to calls this segment next. I get crazed because I am crazed. It's normal to be crazed about this, and the show's successful because it wasn't calculated, but people needed to have the primitive rabble-rousing with the intellectual facts that we back up. That's how people used to get folks motivated when they had to go off to war or whatever. And we need to get out of our comfort zone and get in the war and know the war is happening. Let's go to Stephen in California. You're on the air, then Gene and others. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Calling from Communist California here, and I'm a first-time caller. I just wanted to say how much I love your products.
Well, thank you, brother.
Hey, I'm on DNA 4, Super Male Vitality, Deep Cleanse, Survival Shield, a ProPure filter for over the past year. And I'm just so amazed by the accuracy of the information that you put out. I've been listening for like a year and a half now, and like everything that you've said has just come to fruition, like the surveillance blimps.
Well, sir, that was always partially declassified. They would just say it didn't exist nationally and say they were flying saucers, but they got blimps all over the country, and it's amazing that it's a secret blimp with the Army watching us.
Yeah, and now that we have a U.S. Navy missile instructor and many other experts confirming that the Earth is a flat and motionless plane...
You're being sarcastic. That's a prank call. That's an ad hominem thing where people... There's seminar calls on that where you call in, and then you say, oh, you're so accurate, and then they add something like the Earth's flat. It's a standard tactic. It's like when Al Gore is before Congress and they say, the truth is the Earth's been cooling for a few years, and he goes, yes, and you think no one went to the moon. And I'll be on national shows. They'll go, no one went to the moon, right, Alex? And I'm like, no, we went to the moon. They just put out some bad PR photos because the radiation damaged the film. They doctored them. And they didn't admit it to people. Let's go to Gene in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, how you doing today?
Good, brother.
Okay, first of all, that's okay. First of all, before we get going, I want to plug your iodine. I have lupus. I was diagnosed in 2001. I had been out of the sun since that time because that's one of the first things they do is they take you out of the sun. I went on their medications. I took them for 2 years, and I decided I did not want to go that route, so I went natural. But I still was not able to go out into the sun. This past summer, I've been taking your iodine now for about a year. I was outside, and I decided a couple summers ago I was going to stop wearing sunscreen and just wear long-sleeve shirts. But this past summer, I caught myself going outside and standing in the sun, and then one day it hit me, well, whoa, wait a minute, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I don't have a shirt on, the sun's hitting me, and I'm not hurting. And then it hit me, wow, the iodine. After all these years of not being able to be out in the sun, a crucial element that the body needs, I find out that, yeah, I would have been able to be out in the sun, even with this autoimmune disease, had they not taken away my iodine.
Well, here's the deal. You will die without iodine, just like you'll die without vitamin C. They don't tell people that. And I can't make any medical claims. I know personally, Group 7, I'll be on this in a few months, that my age spots, sunspots would probably go away, and then I would get healthier skin. And that's the biggest thing I noticed was hair grew faster, nails got thicker, and all this stuff came out of my skin, and now I suntan. I'm down to a coconut when I'm really out in the sun. I mean, I get a real rich tan now, like my dad always did. He's part Native American. And now I get a real rich tan instead of just burning. And Group said, yeah, your skin absolutely just is where you see the iodine first. It's X2 Survival Shield, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you. But come back with your upcoming revolution. I'm going to finish up with you.